Welcome to the Homegrown Remix Podcast. We will be tackling the tough questions that eat at your faith. Throughout the year, four students will dissect, discuss, and comment on each week's topic. And now, please welcome our host of Crossroads Farm.
Well, welcome to this week's Homegrown Remix Podcast from Crossroads Farm at the Lanes in South Bourbon, Michigan. Today is February 2nd. Now, does any of you know what February 2nd is? There's a special day today.
National Ice Cream Day?
Not National Ice Cream Day, no.
No clue.
Do you have no idea? Matthew, do you know? Well, I probably should also say my name is Jason Reynolds. It's great to be with you guys today. I've got three students with me today. We've got Isaac Reynolds, Matthew Hello. Reynolds, and Elijah Jordan. We tried to talk his sister into coming and joining us, but she wanted to be out in the discussion groups. So that is cool. But today is Groundhog Day.
Oh, it is?
Oh, I forgot. Yes. Oh. You told me that.
So Punxsutawney Phil actually came out of his hole. And you know what? Your mom, my wife, was actually looking up to see whether or not he saw his shadow. And I don't know whether he saw a shadow or not. So you know what? It doesn't matter whether he saw his shadow or not. There's still six more weeks of winter. That's just how it works.
Does groundhog see his shadow?
As Matthew's Googling it. Yes. All right. But anyway, that's what we are celebrating today. I have an alarm set. So when we get home tonight from Crossroads, I'm going to actually watch Groundhog Day with Bill Murray because that's a great movie. Anyway, good times. All right. So the discussion tonight, the talk, who actually gave the talk tonight?
Doug.
Doug. Who is Doug?
The founder of Crossroads Farm.
The co-founder.
Co-founder.
Yes.
Oh. One of the co-founders.
One of the co-founders. Who's the other co-founder?
Don.
Don.
Don. Who is Don?
Another co-founder.
Doug's wife. So Doug and Don Rutledge, yes, they are our co-founders. Oh, that's and they're normally down at the shed in Hillsdale County. That's where the original Crossroads Farm is. And so they came up to join us tonight. And he actually was talking about kind of a tough subject tonight. What was the monster question?
Does God hate LGBTQ?
Okay. So what about this talk sticks out to you? That's the first question. What about this talk sticks out to you? How did that hit you when you heard that?
It's really such like a popular question nowadays. Like, am I really what I was meant to be?
Yeah.
Like, am I that sexuality? And does God hate who I want to be? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. It's just very popular. And
yeah,
a lot of people are wrong about it.
A lot of people, yeah. And has the media been pushing anything?
Definitely.
So what did he say tonight that about the last 20 years or so the media has been pushing this idea?
That your sexuality is wrong and that you'd be happier if you were different.
Yeah, yeah. That being happy or satisfied with who God made you isn't enough, that there's other options. Well, I think the Bible says something different about that, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. That God made male and female. All right. You want to say, you had this look of you. Oh, you actually took a big breath, too.
So we're still on question one, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So the talk was good. Yeah, it was good. I mean,
okay.
A bit watered down, which, I mean, I understand, so.
Yeah. Kind of had to be, in a sense, because of the subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very touchy subject, but I'm glad that Crossroads decided to talk about it, because it's been a large problem in recent years, so.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think Doug did a good job.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, a lot of subjects, especially in the realms of sexuality, were not talked about. The church didn't want to talk about it. They didn't know how to talk about it. Maybe they were embarrassed to talk about it. Well, if the church doesn't talk about it, if parents, families don't talk about it, you're going to hear about it from school. You're going to hear about it from your classmates. And you know,
and you won't be hearing any different.
Right. Well, you're going to be hearing it in a distorted manner, typically not a godly viewpoint. And that's where I think the church failed in a big way. They decided they didn't want to talk about it. Well, who's going to fill that void? Well, the enemy uses others that, you know, don't believe in God to fill that void and to, like Doug was talking about tonight about spreading a lie, you know. So, all right. Any other thoughts on question one? Okay. All right, number two. Do you have friends who have struggled in the area of sexual identity?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'd say they're, you know what? Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Okay. All right.
Thinking. I don't think so.
Okay. All right, the second part to that question, number two, how do you think they have felt? How do you think they have felt? If you know that you've had friends that have struggled with sexual identity, how do you think that they have felt? Do you think they've been confused? Do you think that they...
A lot of them seem like they feel... They want it to be right, but they feel like something about it is wrong.
Mm.
Like they really wish it was okay, but they know it shouldn't be.
Ah, yeah. Now, the friends that you know, Isaac, are these kids that grew up knowing the Bible and being taught about God? And
I'm not sure.
Okay. But regardless, you think, and I would agree too, that there's something that is inside of all of us. Well, and I've heard it said this way, we all have a God-shaped hole. The only thing that can fill that God-shaped hole is God. Now, we might try to fill it with, as we're talking about tonight, different sexual identity and thinking that'll make us happy and all that. But what did Doug say tonight about those that do lean LGBTQ and all that? Do they like themselves? Do they struggle with something too? There is a percentage that actually do things like do to themselves. What was it?
Yeah, 2%.
I don't remember what the percentage was.
So people who are LGBTQ plus. They struggle 2 times more with suicide than any other community. Mm-hmm. So,
there you go. Yes, 2 times more. Yeah. So even though they bought into a lie that this is the direction they should go to change, you know, however they are, they are unhappy. They are depressed. They are 2 times more suicidal. And how awful to live like that.
So I will say, though, in the Bible, it says that we should not let sinners get too close to us. So as in, like, be nice, be kind to them. So it's kind of how I view how you should be a friend with someone who is LGBTQ+. Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You should be kind, nice, but don't let them into your... Like, don't let them take over your life.
Like
I guess.
Trying to persuade you and everything and
yeah.
get you
yeah.
to see their way.
Yeah. Don't let that influence
you. Can let them talk to you about it, but don't, if it feels like they're trying to persuade you their way, you shut it down.
Yeah. So be nice, be kind, but if they try and trap you or change your thoughts.
Try to confuse you or change your
then,
mind.
Then, yeah, that's probably best to break that friendship off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you always gotta be careful when it comes to having friends like that as a Christian.
Right, right. Yep. That sounds like wisdom to me. Okay. Number three, what would you say your identity might be? What would you say your identity might be? Boyfriend, girlfriend, athlete, funny, popular, the big kid, smart, pretty, farmer, car person. When people see each of you, who do you think that people say that you are? How are you identified?
Well, this is what I think. When people look at me, they're just like, okay, it's a kid. But when I look at myself, I think Jesus defines me.
Yep, there you go.
So whatever God says I am, that's who I am.
There you go. You're a believer in Christ, you're a Christian, and Jesus defines you. That's good. Yeah, again, what would you say your identity would be? So you're a believer in Christ. How about you?
Like, two? How other people see me?
Well, the way they've phrased the question, what would you say your identity would be?
Probably introvert.
Introvert? Okay.
I don't do much.
Okay. What would you say your identity might be, Matthew? The future Wayne Gretzky?
Hockey player. Hockey.
Yeah.
Child. I've been told I'm a very much child.
But child.
Is that how you would see yourself?
Kind of. ADHD person.
Yes, that is another one.
That's okay too, as you're growing and grow out of those different things. Because as you have an identity right now, as you grow up and become older, you know, that identity changes. I see myself as a child of God. I'm a believer in Christ. And totally addicted to collecting different Star Wars artifacts. I don't know. I
will say that when I am older, I may or may not struggle with the same thing.
Yeah.
You already do a bit.
That is true. My whole room is technically Star Wars, so.
Yeah, man. All right, real quickly, got two more questions. Can you tell us how that identity is less than what Jesus wants? Can you tell us how that identity that you just mentioned is less than what Jesus wants? So I would say for Elijah, it's not less because you said, you know, you've said you're a believer. I mean, you guys too are as well.
Mm-hmm.
But how would you say that that might be less than what Jesus wants as far as you being an introvert?
He really
introvert.
Doesn't want to see you as just one thing. You are multiple things.
Right.
Put yeah. together like you are.
Yeah.
Like you're an introvert, but you're also, you love playing with friends, like playing video games with friends or reading or like watching movies. You love all the other things and you love God and you do all these other things. You're more than one thing.
So you have multiple identities,
He wants you to see yourself as more than just that one thing that you think identifies you as.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a lot of people make LGBTQ their whole identity. That's just who they are.
Yeah. God wants more for
you. He wants more than that.
Yeah. And if sin is your identity, then he wants to touch your heart and change your life so that that's no longer your identity, but that your identity is in Christ. You're a child of God. I think that's ultimately what he wants for us, for sure. All right, last question. What are you supposed to do with all of this now? Now that we've talked about this tonight, is there anything you think that you should be doing with this?
Take it, and if you have a friend, talk to them about it.
There you go.
Guard your own heart.
Yeah, love that friend. Be Jesus with skin on to that friend.
Well, I agree with everything that Doug said. So, mm-hmm. And I agree with everything that everyone here said. But, you know, there's also my opinion, which is, I think different people have different opinions on LGBTQ. Like, mm-hmm. We can all think it's wrong.
But we all have different ways to approach the subject. And
so, like,
yeah.
Doug approached it in a different way than I would approach it, or you would approach it. Or so, mm-hmm. It's a very touchy subject, like I said before, and I think if I were to ever approach my friend that's LGBTQ, then I think I'd have to be a bit more careful than I would like to be.
Yeah. Well, and I think especially growing up in the church and how the Bible talks about that, it might be easy for us to point a finger and say, well, you're a sinner and, you know, and it is. We believe it is. However, at the same time, how can we love that person in such
hate
a way?
Hate the sin, not the sinner.
Yeah, yeah. And be honest about how we feel, but at the same time pointing them to Christ and not pushing them away. I mean, that's kind of the trick of it all. So, all right, we see bus lights on, so we are going to need to wrap this up. But I'm really glad, and I think probably you guys would agree too, it was a good discussion tonight, a good talk, and to have Doug and Don here to share with us and just to be here, that's always a great treat. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So, Isaac, I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you want to pray real quick? Close us in prayer?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks.
Dear Jesus, I thank you for today. I thank you for all you've done for us. I thank you for everyone who's listening and that you will help them with their problems they're struggling with. I pray that everyone here tonight, the talk will have helped them. I thank you that Doug was able to preach it well and hopefully give everyone a different perspective on how to deal with those feelings or approach others that have those feelings. I pray that the buses will get home no problems and everybody will have a great week with work, school, or whatever they're doing. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Isaac. Well, that's it for today's Homegrown Remix podcast. Thanks for listening. And we will see you actually in 2 weeks because next week is Super Bowl Sunday. Ooh. And we'll see you right back here. God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
Crossroads Farm is happy to share coffee joy with you through the delicious Rich Roast Coffee. You can order yours by contacting the CRF office at crossroadsfarm.org. And contact us to learn about our innovative ministry curriculum, The Arms of a Servant Leader, a 4-year strategic discipleship training resource. Follow us on Facebook at Crossroads Farm and Crossroads Farm RCI, also on Insta and Twitter.